Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to episode 27 of Tommy's Brown Load. And in this one of us has been missing the other two a little bit too much. There's talk of holidays and the things we like and don't like and some food problems that we faced, as well as a biscuit challenge, a restaurant that requires you to bring your own furniture, and lots of talk about the Cricket World Cup. Enjoy the episode. Shall we start?
One, two, three, four.
Every breath you take, every move you make. When Kedge and Tommy are away, Sachin's missing us every day. He'll be missing us. You were so missing us.
No, there was not missing. I said I was speaking to Kedge one day on WhatsApp, and I was just like, it's just weird not hearing from you boys. That's all I said.
See? You think that I'm mad, and you think I talk a lot of rubbish, but you were missing it.
No, I wasn't missing it. I just said it's weird, because every day, at some point, I even looked through my, do you know, your last sort of call lists?
Yeah.
Neither of you two were there, and I was just like, hang on a minute, where are they gone?
And not only that, when I looked at my messages, you know, our group chat, it was way down.
Way down.
It'd fallen down the charts. Other people
did you start reading all the old messages?
No.
Sort of reminisced about it was fun that way.
While you boys were away, I actually was really busy over here.
So just for everybody else who's listening at home, and they won't necessarily know this, but me and Kedge were away last week, we recorded an extra podcast just before we went away.
A bit of magic.
So the magic of podcast and radio and audio.
Yeah.
So we recorded that. So you didn't know it at home, but we were away. Yeah. And I got to say, there's two nicely brown boys in my kitchen right now.
Lovely.
We're more golden brown. You don't
look at this is what color I was before.
Oh, my days.
Hold
that
up to the camera.
That's what color I used to be.
Oh, wow. That is significant.
Yeah. I know.
I don't wear a watch, so I've got nothing to compare it like that to. Only certain parts of my body
No. Let's not.
Me and Kedge did just reveal ourselves a little bit too satch, to show you proper tan
much.
Lines.
It was a bit too much.
But
I didn't realise my jeans were that loose. They went lower than I thought, I'll be honest.
Kedge, just need to see the brown white. We're beige.
Yes.
Beige and then golden brown.
Mm.
That's what we are. But see, I'd love to see what colour you go in the sun. Do you catch the sun well?
Yeah, I'd go golden. Yeah.
Oh, you go golden as well.
Crispy. Crispy's the phrase.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Crispy.
You can smell such cooking away. So I was in Mexico.
I was in Greece.
Greece. I was in Cancun. And I've got to say, I had a lovely time. I did an all-inclusive. My mum and dad went.
Oh, wow.
You go with all the family?
Yeah. All-inclusive. I've got some issues with all-inclusive deals and holidays and
all that. What's your issue?
I knew you'd come back with some sort of issue.
There's quite a few.
Is it burning?
Yeah, I bet there were several issues while he was out there every day. Go on.
Well, so you know you have to go for the buffet.
Yeah, buffet.
Oh, French buffet. English is buffet.
We're English.
Buffet.
En français,
buffet. Okay. So it was bad enough because being vegetarian and you go to a foreign country.
I thought that'd be perfect. There'd be loads to choose from.
Nothing.
In Greece,
so sick of eating onions now.
Olives,
and cucumber.
Feta cheese.
Yeah, and how
breads,
many olives can you eat?
Pastries.
No.
Courgettes. They must do
hummus.
You sure you are?
Right. So I'm thinking I'm going to get bucket loads of hummus at least.
Yeah,
course,
good stuff.
The one time there was hummus, which I thought was hummus, it was slightly red and peppery.
Yeah,
so I thought,
the red pepper hummus. Yeah,
whacked in the bread.
Yeah.
Oh, it was some fish thing. It was disgusting.
Some fish thing.
Oh, my word.
Did you check before you... Did you eat it?
I was desperate for anything but onions and olives.
That happens to you every time you travel, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Didn't you once bite into a bit of salmon thinking it was melon?
It was disgusting. And then, I think this has to be sort of a plea to people now who eat meat.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow it down then. Let me give you a sad music.
Okay, go on. Give me some sad music. When you go and you're looking at the slices of ham, which are next to the slices of cheese, and you use the prong thing to pick up your bit of ham, please don't use the same prong.
No, that's understandable. I wouldn't do that.
to
I
youth.
Wouldn't do that now.
There's so many people. And to be fair, there was a lot of Germans there, and they just have no care for sort of thinking about, like, even, you know, like also when
Germans don't like vegetarians. Is that what you're saying?
Well, from my past experience,
there you go.
They What's just that? Don't get it.
We've just lost all our listeners in Germany.
Have we? No, they just don't get it. But like, they were like picking up whatever the meat, they were, you know, shrimps or whatever it was, and then lugging it on their plate, and then the spoon would touch, and you know, and it was
cross contamination. You don't like that, and just, you know, like,
but it's so hard.
What is
being a vegetarian when you're abroad like that, and you know, you're doing as it is. It's, you know, we've only got a choice of chips or beans
or pizza. Was there any pizza? Yeah. There's always pizza,
pizza
everywhere.
Was just poor though.
I had a buffet as well, and I love the buffet because it was lots to choose from. Yeah. I tell you what, I really love about an all-inclusive holiday. Yeah. Is the omelette station.
Yeah, I was going to say breakfast.
Did they make it fresh for you?
Oh, yeah. Right.
This but one, they I was, just had I was, lumps of it. And
but I was thinking of you because the cross-contamination. I thought, if I wanted a veggie omelette, I can see everything being cooked on the same cover.
Pan, some of you just got to have to close your eyes because the fried eggs, I know, were being cooked on the same grill as the bacon. Oh, I know that. I had to eat it. What else could I do?
I had to. Well, one of the things they had that I saw as I was walking around, because you look at all the different names of the food and all that, but they had a fruit or thing called mummy.
No way.
Yeah, they had a fruit.
Really? Wow, your uncle must have loved it.
Yeah.
Specially made for him.
Named after your mum. It was M-A-M-E-Y.
What's that then?
Just mummy fruit.
Fruit? Mummy?
Yeah, like, yeah,
was any mummy fruit?
No, there was no female mummy? Version. No, no.
It
was
Is it squidgy?
It was already kind of cut up and stuff. I did have a little nibble.
Does the juice come
mummy.
Out of it?
Yeah. No, there was no. I don't. No.
Can you have mummy juice?
You could do. You could do. You could have a whole tray.
Like, if you squeezed enough of it,
a tray full of mummy. You could do whatever you want, but because you could help yourself to as much as you want. But
what colour is it?
It was like it was sort of greeny on the outside. Oh. I also had cactus spice, but like cactus in a sub-G kind of style.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like just slices of green thing. It just tasted like a veggie, Mexican-y veggie sub-G sort of dish. So, yeah, so some nice exotic sort of stuff I tried while I was out there.
Wow.
As well as a standard kind of stuff. It's good. That's what I love.
Any words out there?
No, nothing.
The usual. Oh, any language?
Tortua.
What's that mean?
Tortilla.
No, close.
Tortoise.
Turtle. Yeah, because
Milo
got an inflatable turtle. And they told me
I learned the word for good morning in Greek, which was really quite funny, actually, because it just reminded me of Hindi words. So I'm going to get you guys to say the word because it's Hindi words.
Good morning in Greek.
Yeah. Okay, so how would you say black? Or a female would be...
Kali.
Right. And how would you say mine in
Mira.
Hindi? Yeah, say that together.
Kali Mira.
Good morning in Greek.
Is it really?
Kali Mira.
Kali Mira Goritera.
Goritera.
Well, I don't know. I'd always say that back to them.
No, because gal, I'm turning my dad now, because gal means yesterday. It's a day reference, isn't it?
Like gal. Or it can mean tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, it's weird. It can mean
both.
Both. Yeah. But it's a day reference. So gal, galimera.
Yeah, galimera.
Mera, like my day to you, or like, I wish my day to you, like good morning. Yeah. I can see that as a translation.
So I was saying that a lot. Calimera, it always used to make me laugh a little bit. Because
all the
women in the morning, you know, the waitress is Calimera. I'll be, no, it's mine.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're saying to you, you've caught the sun, you've gone a bit Cali.
Yeah.
Right? Look in the mirror.
Hey, exactly.
Calimera. Yeah, that's Calimera. What you
mean. Oh,
that's
the name of the show on Netflix, isn't it?
What's that? Black Mirror.
you go.
Calimera.
He's been thinking of these while he's been away on the
blended.
Beach. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I like it. So good. Are you going away anytime soon?
I'm not going nowhere.
Oh.
Not even DJing abroad anywhere?
No, not anytime soon.
So you're going to be the same colour all summer?
Yeah. Oh, Pasty Satch and Golden Brown Kedge and Tommy here serving
Actually,
up your podcast.
I am going away to Greece.
Oh, here we go.
Next month.
Are you?
For 2 days.
What are you going to say when you get there?
Calimera.
There
you go.
Here's Bulia from Erdil Himushkin. लेकिन सुकून का जजीरा मिल न पाए वे की करा
परवरदिगार बुलिया हाफिज तेरा मुर्शिद तेरा
skin's a lot better. Sorry, are we back? Are we on?
Yeah, we're back.
My skin in general is...
Yeah, mine, I quite like this colour. Yeah,
and like, even like, it sounds really silly, like my feet are in better condition. You know, like your skin, this, it's like my skin's all smooth.
Yeah, it's because you've been walking on the beach, isn't it?
Yeah, like, walking on the beach.
It scrapes off all your...
The sea, I didn't really...
It's because they're not in socks.
Yeah, socks and trainers.
Got to wear, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I don't think I wore socks or trainers. Oh, no, I went to the gym twice while I was over there. Yeah. That was it. Then
I would in the evening, because you know you have to dress up slightly smart. You weren't allowed in our restaurant if you had, like, you know...
But I did no socks and shoes on that one. Otherwise, I was in sandals all day.
Sandals?
Yeah.
What kind of sandals?
I can say that. Yeah, Birkenstocks. You know my
Oh, like Jesus kind of ones.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah.
They look quite smart. Leather type.
Yeah, like a suede-y thing. Not suede. Yeah, like a leather. And there's that for when I was just chilling by the pool or walking around
the
complex.
They look nice. They look smart.
And then my Havana flip-flop things for the actual sand.
Yes.
Because then you can just wash those off.
You need flip-flops for the beach.
I'm not a fan of sandals, full stop.
No, neither. Actually, not flip-flops. I don't like the bit that goes in between your toes.
Yeah.
That bit feels uncomfortable.
I can't walk.
That's like someone putting their finger in my eye. It feels like that.
Yeah. So. But I'll tell you what I really don't like, and I only discovered this while I was on holiday, is those sandals that sort of middle-aged men wear, slightly older men wear, which has got like the Velcro straps. There's one at the front near your toes, and then there's one that goes around the back of your heel.
Oh,
and they've got
the
like
back.
A trainer sole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What? I mean, what is the point of them? They just look so ugly. There's not anything that you can wear them with.
But they're a bit like, they're like a 4x4 sandal. So they look like they're made that if you were in the desert.
But no, not desert. If you're going terrain climbing or something like that. Yeah. But you're not going to wear those if you go on a mountain, are you?
They're loads more comfortable. They're like, because it's like a trainer bottom. They're like, they're kind of spongy and you feel a lot more support because you've got that strap along the back. I've had those.
Don't you think they look so ugly?
Yeah. They're definitely ugly.
I don't think they go with any kind of shorts. I don't think they go. You wouldn't wear them with like linen trousers. I've seen people, but everyone had them on, and it just makes your feet, as it is, feet are disgusting. And on top of that, you put these things on as well, and it's just banned. You need to have a license to wear them.
No, those kind of, I know what you're talking about. They're like trainery sandals. And I think what they say is, hey, I'm wearing sandals, but if I need to run, I can. Because you can't run
in
sandals.
You can't run in that.
You can run in those because you've got the strap on the back.
I'll take them off and run. If I was in flip-flops, someone was chasing me, I'd chuck my
flip-flops. You just lost 3 seconds trying to take them off.
You're the kind of guy that would take your trainers off and start running there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're
that fast guy.
But then he'd use his trainers as weapons and try and throw them at the person who just stole his handbag.
Yeah, that's true.
There's too many middle-aged men, and I think I've noticed a lot of Desis wear it as well.
I have a problem with people wearing sandals. Full stop.
Why?
Because I don't want to see your crusty foot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but...
People from the UK don't get pedicures. That's the bottom line. But people in Dubai get their feet pedicured. They always got lovely feet, all the men. But they do.
Check that feet in Dubai. You could get locked up for that. I'm just saying.
No, they do. But the people in the UK don't. It's crusty. They're inside shoes for 9 months of the year. It's properly dirty.
I don't get why people are so freaked out by feet. Feet are just
dirty.
A part of your body.
It's
fungal infections galore. There's crusty white bits. There's just yellow bits.
I'm checking. I'm trying to see if I can have a little peek at your feet. I think my feet are fine. No, look.
Don't. I've seen your feet.
No one wants to see.
Look. Oh. There. Come on. Oh, sorry.
That's a bit loud.
I've had a pair.
Rocks in Oxford Street.
Yeah, but they're spongy, they're comfortable. You know, because otherwise you're constantly walking and curling your toes, having to hold your sandal on. Do you know what I mean?
No,
if you haven't got the back support.
Don't wear sandals.
Don't wear sandals. Just put some trainers on.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Then you've got hot, crusty feet all covered up.
No, but you know you can get those like nice kind of...
Your crust is encased in your space. Don't put it in my space.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, keep the crust
exactly.
Locked.
Everybody likes
to lock your crust up.
Lock your crust.
Hashtag. Yes. Hashtag for the. Okay, so you don't want to see it.
No.
All right. I'll let it go then. I just think they're not as bad as you think. I think if you gave them a go.
And also, if I was a woman.
Yeah. Not hard. After the Snapchat gender swap, we can see that. Right?
Also, if I was a woman, I would make sure that if I was wearing open toe shoes, that my toenails were always painted. I would do that for the rest of humanity. I would do that. But you can't.
It's not practical sometimes because they get chipped and with shoes and tight shoes and stuff, and it's hard.
I mean, if it was okay, sort it out. Like I said, if I was a woman, I'd always make sure my toenails were painted. Exactly. There's just no excuse for that.
It's laziness.
So as a man, what equal effort are you doing to keep yourself in check?
Well, I discovered when I was at the shopping centre a few weeks ago, there's this thing that you can get. He did like a sales pitch of me, and it's this like buffer thing, and you just use all three sides, and by the end of it, your nails look well shiny, and it stays like that for 2 weeks. I bought it.
Oh my God.
It was 25 quid, he discounted to 15 quid. I bought that rubbish. I haven't used it yet, but it did look good because I thought, you know what? It's about time you've got to make effort for your nails now.
I know what you mean about the shopping mall sales pitch. Yeah. I got sold.
He came up to me and he was a nice man.
Leave it out. I know. What did you buy then, Tommy?
The Israeli Dead Sea soap, like salt soap. And she did it on my skin, just on my hand.
Yeah, he did it on my skin.
It was so smooth. I was like, whoa, I want this everywhere.
That came out the Thames. lot got mugged off, both of you.
She had an Israeli accent and everything.
Yeah. I can have an Israeli accent.
He gave me a £10 discount.
Yeah, they did.
And he chucked in all the other extra.
No, he didn't.
Was it a special promo just for that day?
Yeah, just for me, because he liked me.
I got the same word.
He was closing as well. I was going home. I don't know why I stopped.
Down. Yeah, exactly.
He went, look, I just got to shift this stop before I go.
Yeah, exactly. You got done. You've not even used your products yet.
No.
And the cream, actually, I don't even like the smell of it anymore.
Anything else happened on your holiday?
I tell you what it is. Yeah, I mean, lots happened. We had a great time, family time and all that. But what I don't appreciate, I realise, is where people start to talk about the end of the holiday too early in the holiday. So we're there for the week.
The end of it?
Yeah. So like on Tuesday, Wednesday, my dad's to get, because mum and dad are there, right? And my dad goes, oh, have you booked the return taxis?
Oh.
You know, what time's our return flight?
Does he get a bit stressed about all that?
Oh, completely. He's my parents, and anybody who's traveling with their parents will know.
Yeah.
You know, it comes to a point where you got to kind of just look after your parents through the journey.
That's not necessarily old parents. I think there's just people like that who just get stressed. Like they already think, like you said, they already think about the end.
The end of the holiday, and also worrying about every bit of the stage. They're like, oh, you know, when we get to passport control, when we get to this, you can see that they change, they get all serious, get a bit angsty. Lots of people very angsty on the airplane.
Yeah,
as
like
well.
People who think they have to have their passport ready and open with the boarding ticket. And it's okay. It's his job.
Have you got your passport ready? I just said to everyone, give me all your passports. I said, it's fine. So I took them all. I said, I don't want no faffing around.
Yeah.
But I said, and everyone panicky. I said, I got it all covered. It's fine. I travel a fair bit, so I'm all right. Like I'm familiar in those situations. But even there was a guy on the plane. There was a guy who sat on the row behind us, and it was a family of their four. Behind me is a kid. There's another kid. There's a mum, and then there's him on the end. And he was trying to get his luggage into the overhead cabin, but there was no space.
Oh yeah, because he was a bit late.
So he was panicking. He was going, well, and Uchi of ours, right?
Yeah.
Lads, everyone goes, well. Someone's put their stuff above my seat. Someone's put their stuff above my seat. So there's no room for me. There's no room for me. And the air hostesses have all heard. They're going, sir, there's another cabin just like the
two
other side.
Seats away, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he goes,
across the hall.
Who's put it above my seat? Who's put it above my seat?
Oh,
and what's funny is the kid came out with the killer line. His own kid went, who's this guy? Mum, who's this guy? She just said that. It was so funny. She just destroyed it.
Love
who's
it.
This guy? Who's this guy you're with, Mum?
Was he the same guy then who then, when you did land, you finally land, and then there's always the tannoy message saying, right, please do not remove your seatbelts until this plane comes to an absolute standstill. Was he the first one? Go, straight up.
Jumps up and starts lining up to get out. Like, no one's going anywhere.
Yeah. No.
You still got to wait for your luggage.
Why does that happen? What is that rush? It's just wait. Why don't you get up while it's moving?
It's the same thing, if I'm honest, like at the buffet at weddings, right? You know, like people who just go and line up.
Yeah,
I don't get that. I'm like, just wait.
Wait. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go wait in the queue. I'd rather just wait in my seat.
Yeah.
Or even at the departure gate. You just wait on the seats rather than go line up to get onto the actual gate. People want to line up. So anyway, people who don't travel so well, and also people wishing the end of the holiday, your rule is you're not allowed to talk about the end of the holiday until the last day. Don't do it.
When we got dropped off at the hotel, the woman who, you know, part of the holiday company and everything, she was like, I'm sorry to say this, but on your way back, make sure you're ready at 7 p.m. We were like, oh my God, we haven't even got inside the hotel yet, love.
You're already wishing it on now. See, it's not good. No good. I'm with you on that one completely. Let's keep it positive. Mm. We're not wishing on the end of this podcast.
No.
We're not telling you how long's left till this podcast
ends. 6 hours at least.
Exactly. We're going to keep going strong and play you another great song from Darshan. This is Tera Zikr.
Abhi, abhi to mile the, phir juda ho gaye. Kya thi meri khata, tum saza ho gaye. मुझे खोने के बाद एक दिन तुम मुझे याद करोगे फिर देखना मिलने की मुझसे तुम फरियाद करोगे मुझे खोने के बाद एक दिन तुम मुझे याद करोगे फिर से तुम पर याद करोगे जिक्र जिसमें हुआ ना हो मेरे पास ऐसा लम्हा ना हो मैंने जिसमें तुझको मांगा नहीं मेरे लब पे ऐसी दुआ ना हो खुदा मुझे खोने के बाद एक दिन तुम मुझे याद करोगे फिर देखना मिलने की मुझसे तुम पर याद करोगे मुझे खोने के बाद एक दिन तुम मुझे याद करोगे फिर देखना मिलने की मुझसे तुम पर याद
Ravel being played there.
Doesn't quite work. Wrong song.
Dungeon Ravel there.
I know you love a bourbon.
Bourbon biscuit.
Biscuit.
I love bourbon biscuits.
I've got the perfect story for you. Do you like them, by the way, Saj?
I don't mind them. They're good.
The chocolate one.
They're all right.
They're my best sandwich biscuit. I prefer them to custard creams.
Oh, no.
Jammy. Did Jammy Dodgers have two layers? Some of them.
It's got,
two bits. Circle in the middle.
Oreos is a close call, but Oreos is a bit like a bourbon remix.
Bourbon's better,
yeah.
Really?
It's the one, yeah.
You're going to love this story. So there's this fella who absolutely loves those biscuits. And he has now completed his lifelong goal. He spent 29 years trying to achieve this. Do you know what he was trying to do with the bourbon biscuit?
29. Is it one of them dipping challenges? Oh, how long can you dip? How many times can you dip it? People do that, don't they?
No. Apparently, this is quite a thing.
How many he can eat in under a minute or something like that?
No.
What is it?
He basically has managed to remove both sides of the biscuit.
Oh.
Away from the actual chocolate
filling.
And the chocolate filling stays intact.
Ooh.
So he's got the techers to do it. And he's spent 29 years doing this.
That's not been named, this guy. We should applaud him.
Is that an achievement?
Really?
I think it's commitment to a cause. Look, those are the little things in life that make a difference.
Can I just say, Sachin's clap gave it all away. It was kind of not even a proper... It was like...
What did you do to me?
What was that?
You made like a tent. A tent.
You don't think that's worthy of a clap?
No, definitely not.
He's basically said, and he's revealed his
techers. Eat the biscuit and enjoy it.
No. I can get what he's trying to do here. It's a bit of a challenge. He said that the techers he used was, he goes, he just used his hands. There were no other instruments used.
Yeah.
He said, and a little bit of nibbling at the right places. Oh. Which I don't know. Does that help you? Does that?
Well, it reminds me of my night with you, Ked. just behind.
Just a little bit of nibbling. Otherwise, hands only.
Ked was trying to take all the brown bit off of me.
Oh dear.
No, you're right. Okay, so tell you what this is, because I do like to try and do that. I've never thought about trying to think of both sides, because one side is
one side is easy though, because if you just crack it, you could get one side off. You can. No, like,
oh, you mean like a twist? A
slight twist, like if it's a peanut, you can just put pressure in the middle.
Yeah, but it all depends on like what happened at the manufacturing factory. Because one side can sometimes because sometimes one side can come off quite easily. Yeah. Right? If that comes off, then you're onto a winner. There. You're there. But then
how do you scoop the second bit?
Yeah, that is
I'd quite like to do this.
Well, we need bourbons. Hello, look at that.
We have some bourbon biscuits.
Always good to have some bourbons.
Should have brought them out earlier and some cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. Can we open them now?
Well, no, save them for the challenge.
I'll just have one to warm up.
Good.
With.
Okay.
God, I can't even have a biscuit.
Okay. We might need that many.
Okay, because I need to look at it now. Have a look at it, right?
Don't practice now.
No, he's just having a look. I want to have a closer look.
Why? You want to have a little bourbon off, do you?
Yeah, let's have a little challenge, all three of us. Let's see. Let's do a little speed bourbon challenge.
Can I just eat one? Look at that.
Oh, he's done
a
clean. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think we should do a speed bourbon challenge. You've got 30 seconds to see how much of the biscuit you can remove and keep the cream intact.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
No. That's cheating.
Yeah. I'll mess it up.
All right. Don't practice. You can't practice.
But the good thing about this is, even if you lose,
you still win. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, well, time to go again. Mm. Okay, so the challenge is to eat both sides of the biscuit, leaving the middle filling bit intact.
Yeah. But
that's not going to be.
This man said that he only did a precise nibbling. So I'm a little bit worried about what do you have to nibble? I don't get it. How?
Because imagine if you've just taken one off, then you've just got to nibble away all the biscuits. So he's gone with his little sharp little front incisors, what were they called? Right.
Just a little bit off.
And just taking the
crumbs
off.
Surely when you hold, because you're going to have to hold onto the cream at some point. So you have to, again, hold it quite.
Yeah. You got to have cool
nimble fingers.
Yeah, you got to have cool hands as well.
I can't believe you lot been talking about this for about 5 minutes.
Why?
Because it's just a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste of time.
No, sir, get involved.
This is a great challenge.
Right, I will get involved one way or another.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we could even move this on if you want. I've got some osse. I mean, I'm now up for eating the outside of anything.
Oh,
eat the
that's
pastry.
Good. And keep the filling keep in the a triangle shape. That is. No one's ever done that.
No one's even. I bought 100 samosa yesterday.
Got any left?
Yeah, I have. Right, I have. If you're right, I know you don't do leftover samosa.
No, but I'll eat the
pastry.
Yeah,
done. Okay, we can do the samosa version. I mean, I think I'd be quite good at this. I'll tell you why. When I used to eat Kit Kats, you know, like back in the day, it was only the four finger Kit Kat, right? So I'd break the finger.
Yeah.
And then so once you got one long finger, I'd eat the end, the chocolate bits on the thin bits, the end bits, the long bit,
the ridge.
Yeah. You know, because you get a thick bit of chocolate.
Yeah, a little thick bit.
Little ridge.
And sometimes when you'd be eating it, you get like a bigger bit of chocolate there. Like, there's like a
it's
dud.
Not made properly.
Yeah. But I love that. And then, but I'd see some people that would eat all the chocolate all the way around their Kit Kat.
Who's got that sort of time on their hands?
That takes a lot of
It's
effort.
Just the muzzle of
the
eating it.
The thing would have melted in your hand. It would have just been nasty. You would have licked it all off your fingers.
That is a little bit.
No, nothing wrong with a little bit of lickage.
Saying that, the other day I did have a piece of a Kit Kat. Like one stick, and I was like, "This is beautiful." Yeah. Like I haven't had Kit Kat in over five years.
I haven't had Kit Kat,
and it was lovely.
Oh, okay. So
did you do the challenge where you used to eat all the sticks together and keep them stuck together? Did you ever do that?
No. What was that? Why would you do that?
So you know when you used to get the four fingers,
yeah,
or even the two finger one, you have to keep eating it without it snapping in off. Did you never do that challenge?
Are you that guy that took a bite at the four fingers?
What do you mean?
Because that's disturbing.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
You have to eat all four without them snapping.
Oh,
how do you mean? Kid. Oh, so you eat your way down the four.
Yeah, and you have to keep going. That was the challenge. You have to keep going without any of them falling apart. Or even the two.
If I knew anyone eating it like that, I'd slap them.
What? Yeah, I'd stop them and go, sorry. You know.
So how would you eat the four-finger kicker?
You break them off, don't you?
You do an ungly at a time. But Kedge can handle four unglies.
All in, mate. Without breaking them.
That guy. Okay, cool.
Let's do this challenge. Honestly, I bet you it sounds easy. It's not easy.
So what are we doing then? Biscuits or samosas?
I think we'll go with biscuits.
Biscuits. Look out for the video. We'll give it a little go after the podcast. We'll put it up on our social media. Go follow the Brownload on Insta, Facebook, Twitter, and you can see all our nonsense there.
तेरी नजरों से जो नजरें मिली अचानक बदलने लगा जाना चाहूं कहीं न जाने क्यों तेरी ओर चलने लगा तेरे पास जब
When you talk like that, it means you love that song.
I do, and I've heard it a few times now, and it's beautiful. It's exactly what you want from a lovely song from Indian cinema, an Indian made song.
Was that like your holiday song?
No, I don't have those kind of songs with me and my wife. That. That's just for me and my love. I love. Mm. I love romanticism. She's not really into all that.
So what kind of songs do you have with your wife?
UK garage.
Yeah. Oh, wicked. Bit of Rewind, yeah.
Hip hop. Yeah. You know, old school.
Hypnotized.
The Mac. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That bit of that, and you know, she likes things like Wifey.
Oh, lovely.
And 112. That's about as romantic as it gets. But this, Tere Do Nena.
This is just for you.
Is in my head. If I actually had that kind of romantic relationship where you sung to each other and everything was all lovey dovey.
So you're liking the lyrics on this one?
Oh yeah. Well, yes and no, because it's. It's Tere Do Nena, which sounds lovely, you know, like your eyes and all that. And then I thought about it, and I thought, what's he really saying? Tere, your, do, two, Nena, eyes. Your two eyes. Yeah. I mean, he's just pointing out the obvious. No, he's not really saying, like I like when they go, oh, and even like Dedicali, Zulfe, and all that, you know, your horte.
What's a Zulfe?
Hair.
Oh.
Right? And horto, and like lips. Like, and I realized a lot of these romantic songs are just pointing out the obvious. Oh, look at your two arms. You know, it's like
look at your one belly button.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. They're not actually saying anything nice about him. Like, oh look, you got two eyes, Kedge.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, what, was he going on a date with Cyclops? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
With an operation afterwards.
Before that, he just dated a one-eyed monster.
Oh right, okay.
But then it dawned on him. I'm like, he should say, like, oh, you know, you're chumking, chumking Nena. You know, they're sparkling or they're twinkling, something like that. But Tere Do Nena is just kind of pointing out the obvious. But when you can sing that well, then it just sounds good.
Beautiful. He should try it with the arms or the two legs.
Yeah. I could sing romantic songs like that. Like, oh, Tere Do, kneecaps, like, board sonne hair, you know, whatever. God. You could just point out the obvious.
When I first heard that song, I thought he was talking about doors.
Oh, Tere Did it door?
Your doors could have got eyes.
And her name could. Her name could be Naina.
Yeah.
Her name could be Naina.
Oh, yeah.
Naina
yeah.
Cherry. Yeah.
you called the door Naina.
Hey, there's someone at Daddy Door, Naina.
How's your door, Naina?
Exactly.
The doors are watching.
Yeah, all those little eye holes that you get in those doors, like in hotel rooms.
No.
I ain't been to them kind of hotels.
You know.
Oh, through the...
What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, exactly.
What? Like a peephole thing.
Oh, I'm thinking of another hole.
For security reasons.
What's it called?
Glory hole.
No, a glory hole.
I've never heard of a glory hole. No. What is that?
He said dory hole. What did you say?
A glory hole.
Why have you
forget about it?
He's gone red.
Glory hole.
What kind of hotel you go to?
No, the
that's weird.
So when someone knocks at your door, you get that little fisheye lens thing. You can look and go, "Oh yeah, it's room service." And then
yeah, that's a peephole.
That sounds creepy.
No, I think it is
a peephole. Yeah, it feels like it's not the right word.
Usually, your front door has that, right?
Yes, doors have it, but you just knocked a table.
Yeah.
I have a story about a table actually, I think that you guys are going to love this because I think it involves a lot of food.
Oh, okay, go on.
So there's a restaurant in central London,
yes,
which is on the between the 12th and the 15th of June. They're doing a little experiment.
Next week.
Yeah, okay. Next week. Yeah. They're doing a little experiment. They were happy to serve you a free 6-course Italian meal.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Hold on, you don't know what you're going to do, though. You don't know what you're doing.
We're in. Italian 6 courses.
For free.
For free.
London, we're there.
Only for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we'll make that work.
There is one request that they have.
Go on.
They don't have any tables in their restaurant. You've got to bring your own table.
What, and leave it there? Do they want your table?
No, you just have to bring your own table to eat on. They will provide the chairs, and they will bring, obviously, the 6 course of Italian food out. But you've got to take your own table to this restaurant.
And then you take your table home at the end of the day.
And then you take it back home.
So any sort of folding table you've got in the garage or something, you can grab
any
that.
Any kind of table that you want to eat on, they just... Because what they said is they are trying to create sort of a nice sort of moment and between friends that they can share. So they imagine people, friends, carrying a table together.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know, if that doesn't bring you guys close together, then our food definitely will.
I can... Look. It's bonkers, clearly.
I think it's a good idea, though.
I think it's a fun idea, and it's so the kind of thing that we would do.
Yeah.
Right? I like, for example, it's not the same thing, but me and my mate, Happy, his full name is Happy Man.
Yeah.
Happy Man.
Yeah. Happy Man. And I, there was a school that was being renovated. We carried the basketball ring, the solid metal pole ring, all the way down the street to his house, his garden. He had a big garden.
Yeah.
And they put it in there. And we still talk about that bonding experience that we walked down the road with a massive basketball.
From his school?
From a school, which was... To his house.
So you nicked it?
No, we didn't nick it. Oh. Actually, his granddad was a counsellor in the area and he got it all approved.
Legit.
And they went, go down, legit. Pick it up. Yeah, exactly.
A legit nick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was an inside job. But my point is, carrying the basketball ring down the street, we talk about it to this day. So we went and took a table.
See, I don't think you look like much of a plonker, though, holding a basketball ring. But I think us three were standing in a row and all holding this table on our heads upside down.
We couldn't lift this. We'd struggle with this, three of us.
But I wouldn't want to turn up with a cheap table. And this is a bit like a dress code now. I think the table that you take says something about you. I'd want to take a nice table.
Garden one?
No, that's and also then you're going to be there like you're like, oh, so you got into the restaurant by taking that table. I'd want to...
So you want to take a proper table with legs sticking up in the air. So you want to come out of Oxford Circus train station carrying a table on your head.
Yep. Central London.
Central London. You want to then walk through the streets, the narrow streets, with loads of people with a table on our head.
Yep, I could do that. I would do that for a really 18-course meal.
Yeah.
Let's look at it that way. Yeah. Three of us.
Yeah, it's true.
I would love to do that.
If someone then said, can I meet you there and have that food as well, would you let them join you on your table?
No. Because we carry the table.
No, yeah. If you ain't carrying...
Exactly.
You ain't
coming from our
free meal.
Really? Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
You grab a leg. That's what you can do and come with us if you want food.
Yeah.
Bring the tablecloth.
How about if we go there with the table dismantled and we just get our little drill out and just...
That would be good.
Or make it.
Or we just take a bit of luck gun and some drawers and some little joiner bits and then we just get...
I think by the time we make it, they'll be shut.
No, just some screw.
Exactly, yeah.
Want a bit of that action and that's it. And then... Or we could take a little desi, like low table, you know, like with the little legs.
Oh, and then take pillows.
And take our little pillows and just sit on the floor.
Oh, that's a good idea. See,
there's no rule to what height the table has to be or anything.
Mm. Exactly. So if
but
we
it has to be off the ground. That's the rule.
And we would look. We'd be cool then.
To be fair, we would be happy sitting on the floor and eating.
Yeah, I know. But then this way, we don't have to take massive legs, right? Yeah. We just can take small sort of stump
square
legs. Yeah,
things.
Square little block. And then take a little low table.
Yeah.
I say we do this. When is it?
Between the 12th and the 15th of June.
I don't think we're available. But if we are, because all the cricket.
If we can.
Yeah, because we're doing all the Cricket World Cup stuff with the Bharat Army. Yeah. So June's a very busy month.
Are we allowed to take anything else or is it just tables?
No, just that. They don't want you to bring in your food or anything your drinks. They will give you all of that.
So BYOB?
They're just giving away the food. And okay, what if we had like 12 people? You'd have to take a 12 people table.
Well, yeah, but you have to take that many tables. Can you imagine sort of getting in and then you realise your table's too big to actually even fit inside the shop? That would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
you have to just sit outside, look at other people eat.
Yeah, yeah. And we just don't get in there like, oh, sorry, mate, you're not coming in.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Alfresco dining, it's all in. Mm. But it's all good. Bringing your own is nothing wrong. I like places where you can bring your own booze and stuff like that. You know, when you go to events.
Used to have an uncle.
Yeah.
Who... Always. So, like, my dad would not serve any alcohol at his house.
Yeah, of course.
Like, back in the day.
Yeah. Dry Gujarat.
Yeah, you know, until everyone's obviously liberal now.
Harrow's a dry state. Yeah.
Used to be. Yeah. And so there was this one uncle who would always bring his own little small cooler box.
Yeah.
And just really small. It wasn't even a box. It was like a bag thing. And in it, he would always have his own beer.
One
bottle. And his own nuts. That is weird, isn't it?
He puts his nuts in a box.
Yeah.
God, blimey.
Yeah, and it wasn't
Tell he's your uncle.
Yeah, he likes to keep his nuts.
In the middle while we're all, you know, sipping on like chas or lassi or whatever it is, he would just get his wife to go and open the bottle of beer and he would just sit there.
I love that.
With his own
smashed
bottle.
Smashed it.
It's funny you say that.
It's a bit weird though.
No, it's not. If your dad doesn't serve it, then that's probably right. But I mean, the bring your own nuts
But
as
he
well.
Never kind of asked if it's okay to do it as well. Like, don't you think that'd be slightly rude? You go to someone's house and you go, well, hold on a minute, I've just brought my own little watermelon that I'm going to eat by myself. You know? Well,
watermelon's a bit random. But it's just weird you said it because on the weekend we had Milo's birthday and I walked past my uncle, my cha-cha, and I saw he had a beer and I went, you're up for a beer? And he went, yep, I got one. And he held up the bottle and I instantly thought, oh, I held up the can. I went, that's not one of mine. I know.
Yeah, you recognise your beer.
Because we had Budweiser's and Stella's and things like that, right? And he held something else up with a bluey label. And I didn't say anything. I went, all right. I thought, he's brought his own booze.
Did he?
He's brought his own booze.
Joking.
And actually, he's left his own booze here. And I've got some.
Go on, let's have a look.
So I thought, result.
Oh, we got some cans.
Heineken.
Yeah.
And then I realised... It's alcohol.
Oh, mate.
It's alcohol free. He's brought his own
alcohol
free beer. Well, I'll tell you what it is. He's a bus driver and he starts early this morning. So he is he's on the buses. So he doesn't want to have any alcohol in his system from the night before. So it's nice and sensible of him. But I thought 0% alcohol. And then I thought, Satch, you don't drink.
I don't drink that.
Have you ever had a beer?
I've never had a beer.
Have you never?
Never. So, I've never tried.
Do you want to try an alcohol free beer? Would you try that?
Yeah, but
is that weird though?
It is weird, but I've never tried it.
Huh?
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
I haven't even.
Some glasses.
Get some glasses, right?
What is the point of this?
You know how you feel about this? Is how I feel about vegetarian food.
Come on. This is a waste of time.
It looks good, doesn't it? Strange for me because I've never tried
a beer.
Alcohol.
You're kind of half losing your virginity here.
Well, not really. There's no alcohol in it.
You're getting the flavour.
I feel like my little bacha is growing up. It's beautiful.
What if after he drinks, he starts going,
let's go, Bharat Army. Do you think I'm educated?
This is what a moment we're going to share with Satch.
A beer with Satch. Here we go.
Hold him just in case.
That stinks already.
It smells good. Hold him in case he falls off.
It smells a beer, Kate.
Don't want to get him licked.
Shall I try a little bit?
Yeah, go on.
Have a sip.
Is it horrible?
That is disgusting. Yeah, you can have the rest of that, mate.
Satch, you didn't even come on. Have a gulp.
It tastes like a bit of a flat beer.
Oh yeah, that's good. You know,
why would people drink this?
So they like the taste of
beer.
Actually,
that's really good.
Is that right?
I would not know that didn't have any alcohol. Come on, you would not know that if someone said that.
We would know. We would know because you wouldn't turn into an idiot.
but. After six of them.
Yeah. You wouldn't turn into any more of an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
But if someone just gave you that, you would not know there's no alcohol. That is very good.
There you go. Thank you.
Satch, have another sip.
Nah, that was nasty.
If you don't like the taste,
that was
nasty. There you go. And that nastiness that you're feeling now, it's weird, is when you have your first beer and you're like, you know, a little bit younger, say
it's
18.
Only early in the morning, 18, but I quite like that.
18.
When you're 18, when you have your first beer, that's just when you're legally allowed to drive a beer.
Yeah.
So when you're 18, and it does taste a bit like, and I remember thinking, even when I was 18, I was thinking,
I thought, I'm never drinking this.
I will never get into beer.
That is disgusting.
And now, on a cold day, that's the one, bro.
Really? It's very nice.
Okay, so here's to bringing your own beer, alcohol free.
Cheers, here's my cup of tea.
Here's to Sachin's first beer, and start thinking about what table we're going to take to the restaurant. व्यापार वे लव में जो है रोज और वे लड़ने नहीं बार बार वे भी मैं चढ़े आई इश्क दी पौड़ियां हाथ लगे ना भी मेरी फोटी कौड़ियां ना मैं करा मिन्नता ना हाथ जोड़िया जे तू मरना ते मर जाने गोलियां तू बने बड़ा ठगरांजा 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 मेरी फोटी कौड़िया ना मैं करा मिन्नता ना हाथ जोड़िया जे तू मरना ते मर जाने गोलिया तू बने बड़ा ठग राजा ठग राजा ठग राजा ठग राजा ठग राजा ठग राजा I'm thoroughly looking forward to this week, Satch.
Why?
I'm looking at you particularly. You? Me and Satch are going to spend every day together this week. Now, just to point
that is true.
Just to point out, this podcast has been recorded quite early in the week. But I know the new podcasts come out every Thursday.
Yes.
And they still will. But we've had to record this one a little bit earlier than usual.
Than normal, yeah.
Because by the time this podcast goes out, we would have, Satch, already been to the South Africa India game down in Southampton,
correct?
For the Cricket World Cup.
Yes.
For those who don't know, we're joining forces with the Bharat Army fully for the Cricket World Cup while it's being held here in the UK.
And I think we can say as well that we are going to be hosting their Bharat Army TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So
for the whole World Cup, which I think
Which is going to be up on YouTube?
Yeah, it's going to be YouTube and Instagram. It just looks like a whole load of fun getting all the match reaction as people are coming out.
Exactly. So our job throughout the Cricket World Cup is to go and talk to fans, to cover what's kind of going on, capture the atmosphere, and all the pre-match party stuff. So there's quiz nights. There's that massive club warehouse night in Manchester. Bharat Gisard, which is happening just before the India-Pakistan game. India-Pakistan is on the Sunday, the 16th. This is on the Saturday, the 15th. Massive party. I'm talking about Guru Randhawa, H. Dummy, Juggy D, and now recently added to the lineup, Divine.
Our boy is there.
So our rapper Divine. So this is going to be huge. So we're covering all of that.
Oh, but I just say discount code still applicable as well. £5.
You get £5 off.
Use Brownload when you're checking out.
When you buy your ticket.
Discount.
Go buy your tickets. If you're anywhere near Manchester, if you're an India fan, go be at that party. Even if you haven't got tickets to the match, and a lot of people haven't because it's so expensive,
and
just come to the night before.
Even if you're at any game, any India game, one of us will be there.
Come find us.
Two of the three.
Yeah.
Will
two of us, yeah.
If not all of us.
And like I said, by the time this podcast goes out, we would
done the first game.
We would have done the first India game. Yeah. India South, which I'm so mean you. We're sharing a room.
Spud.
Hey.
Oh, no Spud.
They did ask us. Bharatami said,
I'm
listen.
Jealous.
Bharatami goes, look, do you need two rooms? I went, no.
Of course we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't actually, because actually we'll be working quite a lot and I think it's good. And look.
They've only booked you one seat on the train as well.
All
both of you.
Yeah. Lapsies.
All my
friends are married. So, you know, like, I don't have any chance of going on any stag do's anytime soon.
Right.
So I'm treating this like your stag. So me and you are going to hang out. We're going to go on a train. We're going to go to Southampton. We're going to party with all the
But you know Satch likes going to sleep early.
Yeah. Not this week.
Oh, Sad. He's in for a nightmare because you're going to do things that he does not like.
I'm going to be in the room.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to book another room.
Satch doesn't like a lot of crowd either.
Yeah, no, yeah. So we're going to be around quite a
you're
bit
gonna
of people.
You're going to be embarrassing. Yeah. You're going to be shouting.
Fully.
Satch, you've got
to
deal with this.
In the bed, do you like to be big spoon or little spoon?
I ain't sleeping with you in no bed, mate.
Oh, come on.
No, mate, that's not happening.
This is just a
it's a twin room.
If I get to the hotel first, they're going to go, would you like two beds
no,
or one?
I'm going to go one. No. It's not happening.
All the hotels in the area are going to be booked up. Right?
Yeah, it's going to be a twin room. I'm sleeping on the floor. You're sleeping on the floor.
No, I can't sleep on the floor.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
I need to be fresh for the camera.
Yeah, that's fine.
I need to look my best.
I can't wait for this.
And you know how my back plays up, you know, so, you know, really? Exactly. I like to be big spoon, if I'm honest.
Really?
But with you...
You might be on camera with a black eye. I'm just saying.
See, these are the barriers I need to break down this week, Kedge.
You
rate me for the mission I'm taking on.
I've straight and said, look, I'm small spoon, so it's fine.
See? That's why we work so well together. Come
take
on,
him. Take
you,
him.
I
take
tell
him.
You what, if you want Satch, you can be middle spoon.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Go on, Kedge.
Mummy bear.
I'll stay in the drawer with the rest of the spoons.
Okay. That's fine. Well, look, it's going to be a crazy month now for the World Cup and also for this week as well. And actually, by the end of the week, we got to go. So we're going to have done the... South Africa game.
Yes.
And then on the Friday at the end of this week.
No, Thursday. We still got to say on Thursday.
Thursday night. Is that the screen? Oh, is that
after Thursday night is a screening we've got.
Thursday night. Okay, so when the day this podcast is coming out.
So I'll be joining you guys after your honeymoon.
when we come back. So the day the podcast comes out, we'll be going to watch the screening of the new Gurinder Chadha film called Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, Blinded by the Light, it's a Bruce Springsteen reference because this is a film about... set in the 80s, about a little Asian guy.
Mm. True story.
True story.
Yeah, true story based on this journalist.
Okay, who then just listened to Bruce Springsteen and his life changed. But it's all about kind of growing up in the 80s as well. It looks like, I've just looked at the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer.
Growing up in the 80s in London. And I kind of recognize that area. It's era. It's set in 1987. So that's when I was 11 years old.
I was born that year.
That's when you were born.
Yeah. No way.
1987. It was a good year.
Wow.
I'm 11 years older than you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. That's quite bad that we're hanging around the whole week.
How can you make me sleep on the floor then? I'm like an uncle.
You are. You're definitely like an uncle.
You should show me respect. If I want del malish in the night.
Get that del ready.
Definitely not.
You should sit.
I'm going to use that one. I'm just here at the hotel with my uncle. He can't come to the check-in desk. Can't come to the check-in desk. Can we have one of those rooms on the ground floor, please?
Yeah, and if we're up on our feet all day and my god, they start to ache, I expect a little goddamn massage.
You're going to be pushing him around in a wheelchair.
Oh, dear. Okay, so that's Thursday. What's happening?
So looking forward to that. This is the new big Gurinder Chadha film.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal, and it's taking it back.
It's
to
been
proper
a while since Gurinder's released one, hasn't she?
Exactly.
It's been a while, so it's I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Could we another bend it like Beckham thing.
So we're all there on that Thursday.
Yes.
And then what are we doing on the Friday?
And then Friday we have got this open tour bus with the Bharat Army well. So we're going
in London.
Yeah, in London, and then you guys. Then I jump off the bus. You guys carry on because you guys got something in the evening.
We're going out on Friday night.
We're doing. Oh, that's Milo's school PTA. Great Gatsby ball.
And guess who the DJ is?
Is it you? So I tell you, this month is going to be crazy. It's full on parties. It's Bharat Army. It's film stuff. There's loads of guests lined up for this as well. And we're going to be meeting all these Guru Randhavas and all that as
quiz
well.
Quiz night as well on Saturday?
Saturday.
On Saturday night.
6 London. Days of this week, Tommy.
And then Sunday. Well, because we're getting ready for the game and then on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. That's
which is going to be India, Australia. A big one.
Oh, man.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, that'd be good.
The Cricket World Cup has officially taken
over. It's happening.
Do stay in touch with everything that we're doing by our social media, by not only following the Brown Load, but also following the Bharat Army as well and everything that they're doing. And we are full on. We are just full on side by side with the Bharat Army for the whole World Cup.
All of their Insta Live, Facebook Lives and stuff, you're going to see Tommy or one
all
of us. Tommy's definitely going to be on it.
Yeah.
But you'll probably see Kedge and me around as well.
We're all doing it. This is our Brown Load Bharat Army.
The
Take
Brown
over.
Load Bharat Army.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of the Brown Load Army.
The Bharat Load Army.
Yeah, BBA.
Yeah, either way, however it is, it's just going to be crazy. And we've got so much fun stuff lined up to share with you guys. So do check it out and keep spreading the word about the podcast. I got to tell you all, thousands and thousands of people listen to the podcast now every week. And I just want to say a little thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. This has grown at an incredible rate. We're getting a lot of love and a lot of feedback from people that work in the podcast game. So thank you. for that. Keep doing this, keep doing that and telling people about it.
Before we go, can I just give you a little present that I got from Greece this? For you guys? There we go. Look, some authentic
mini nougat. Nougat.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Yeah.
Nougat, cranberry and peanut.
There you go.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Where's it from?
From Greece.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bring anything back from Mexico. Apart from my tan line. Shall I show you them? Shall I show
you
them?
Now you're up, mate.
On that note, I think that's the end of the podcast.
Okay. All right, we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Oh, bye.
Oh, bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.